I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH. President Obama spoke about the U.S. economy today in the small city of Galesburg, Illinois. He painted a picture of an economy on the rebound and laid out his vision to build a stronger middle class.
What we need is not a three-month plan or even a three-year plan. We need a long-term American strategy based on steady, persistent effort to reverse the forces that have conspired against the middle class for decades. That has to be our project.
Among the forces he mentioned was global competition. The city of Galesburg knows a lot about that. Maytag used to be the city's largest employer, but the company closed its doors and shifted jobs to Mexico in 2004. It cost the city some 1,600 jobs. We called up Wayne Allen earlier today. He's Galesburg's vice mayor.
Galesburg is one of the nicest towns in the Midwest. It's a town of 30,000, friendly, a reasonable place to live. It's just a great town.
I assume you've lived in Galesburg a long time. Can you compare Galesburg maybe when you were coming of age around 20 and today, the kind of businesses that dominated then and what's there now?
When I was becoming of age, why, it was hard to find people for jobs. Now we have people readily available.
Globalization clearly has had a big impact on your town. Is that a dirty word in Galesburg?
It is to the people that don't understand it, but I think a lot of people do understand that globalization is something that we have in this era, and they do understand it, and we find ways to work with it.
In what kind of ways? How is globalization a positive thing in your mind?
Well, people that leave the country come back. Whirlpool's a good example of that. They're now bringing jobs back to the States.
So Whirlpool bought Maytag. So Whirlpool's sort of the extension of Maytag's presence there. Have they brought jobs back to Galesburg?
Yes, they have. A company by the name of Midstate is making parts for Whirlpool.
And how many jobs are they providing now compared to what they did back then under Maytag?
Yeah, the company of Midstate started out with 10 jobs. They're up to about 300 now. So they're growing.
Still a long way to go. How are you going to make up for the rest of the job losses?
Just keep bringing small businesses to town. You know, I think the growth is within the businesses that already exist here, helping them grow, and also bringing small businesses, 5 people, 10 people, 20 people, and getting them started.
Have you been able to bring in many of those small businesses?
Yes, we have. We've been pretty fortunate with green technology bringing some of them in.
What kind of stuff?
Well, we have a salmon enterprise that gets salmon from Alaska. We have an IntelliHot, which is a tankless water heater, and it's the first one manufactured and made in the United States. So those are the kind of businesses that we bring in. IntelliHot is manufacturing jobs. The salmon industry is more of a wholesale to retail operation.
In Galesburg, can you get by on just having a high school education, or is it just not enough based on the jobs that are coming to town?
Well, like the railroad, for example, the railroad employs about 1,200 people. They don't need a 4-year college degree, but they need technical educations more than high school.
What do you say to young people in Galesburg? How do you persuade them to stay on?
Well, we have small business, and I think small business is what's going to make this country grow. Get with a company that's here in Galesburg and help them grow. And some of the young people are doing that.
Well, Wayne Allen, I appreciate you speaking to us. Wayne Allen is the vice mayor of Galesburg, Illinois, the town where President Obama spoke today about the economy.
Thank you.